absolutely. You know, I was on the committee last time, and you know, I learned a lot about the process. I think that it's really important that they have made this decision as they did. They did it swiftly. They did it right after the Africa CDC declared a regional emergency of public health concern. I think it really highlights the importance of what's going on in DRC right now and really galvanizes support globally to be able to get in front of it.
What does the designation mean exactly? Like, what does it do?
The designation will unlock funds that can be used for emergency response. It will help gain access to vaccines and therapeutics that could be useful, and really just sends a message globally that this is a problem that requires international coordination.
And it also will enable countries to share vaccines with these poorer countries, right?
Exactly. I think that that's the key. You know, and when we had the outbreak and the global outbreak of 2022, high resource countries were able to utilize a lot of tools that are just not available in the global south, and notably vaccines, which made a very big difference in terms of reducing the impact of the outbreak and getting it under control reasonably quickly. Places like Central Africa need the support to be able to have adequate diagnostics, to have better surveillance, to have the ability to do public health campaigns to improve situational awareness, you know, research on Mpox and understanding the mechanism of spread and what's driving these increases has been hard to come by. This is a very important moment and mechanism that will drive support that will ultimately help contain this outbreak and with no time to lose.
We know that the variant clade 1B is more contagious than clade 1. Is it also deadlier?
Well, we don't actually have great data on this at this point, and that's part of what we need to know, is we need to better understand, is this variant more contagious? Is it more severe? Do you see more severe disease? Does it cause more death? There are some indications that it does, but the data is scant, and it's important that we have adequate data to really answer the question and then also to understand if it is why.
Are healthcare professionals like yourself worried that Mpox will not only spread to even more African countries, but places outside the continent, even maybe the U.S.?
Absolutely. As we've seen from COVID-19, Mpox, and many other outbreaks around the world, an infection anywhere is potentially an infection everywhere.
What about the vaccine? Why isn't it more available to African countries, especially right there in the Democratic Republic of Congo?
You know, first there were regulatory hoops to go through to be able to get this vaccine to a place where it was available in DRC. And then the DRC government needs to make the requests to be able to have the vaccine. But then there just isn't that much vaccine globally available. The Africa CDC estimates that there's a need for 10 million doses to be able to cover populations at risk. So it's going to require countries, high resource settings to be able to donate some vaccine. And it's also going to require vaccine manufacturers to be able to ramp up production to be able to provide adequate numbers of vaccine.